The eyes of America were on the men's team in 1964 at Innsbruck, but a young girl from Oregon stole the show. Hi, this is Tom Kelly, and I'll be right back with the Olympic story behind the gold.
This is Dr. Charlie Lind, orthopedic surgeon and partner of the Rosenberg Cooley Metcalf Clinic. Our mission is to preserve the orthopedic health of all our patients to the fullest extent possible. We are on the web at rcmclinic.com. As proud supporters of KPCW, we're pleased to sponsor Behind the Gold.
An Olympics in your home country brings great excitement across a nation. It also inspires youth who are captivated by their heroes. Oregon's Jean Saubert was a young teenager who was inspired by watching Penny Patou and Betsy Snite Riley beaming with pride as they medaled in Squaw Valley at the 1960 Olympic Winter Games. The high school senior relished her experience and went back home more motivated than ever. She was the dominant women's ski racer in America and headed to the 1964 Olympics on a wave of publicity. Despite a focus on the U.S. men, it was Saubert who would initiate the U.S. medals, with bronze in slalom and silver in GS. The Hall of Famer went on to attend BYU and become a teacher in her native Oregon before dying from cancer in 2007. She relived her Olympic moment as a torchbearer prior to the Salt Lake City Olympics. She didn't bring out her medals very often, but every 4 years her students had the opportunity to learn about her past glory. Today, those medals are on display at the USSA Center of Excellence right here in Park City. This is Tom Kelly with Behind the Gold, only in Park City, only on KPCW.